Blog Talk Radio.
I want to say is mandate my ass, because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember in this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. Acted like an actor. Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names the tune, the consumer has got to dance. That's the way it is. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arab used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dylan. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment, especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros. Before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway, to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the Defensive Weinberger. No more animated a choice is available. The director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge. The ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. Music by the village people, the very military macho man. A theme song for saber rattling and selling wars door to door. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. The shades abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced-out Marlon Perkins, a Reagan contemporary. The shades like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. The shades like get off of my planet by sundown. more so than cliches like he died with his boots on. Marine tough demanded, Bogart tough demanded, Cagney tough demanded, Hollywood tough demanded, cheap steak tough, and Bonzo substantial. The ultimate in synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician, presto macho. Put your orders in, America, and quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia, remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden the man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley goddamn Durant. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. That was the mandate to the new Captain Bly on the new ship of fools. It was doubtlessly based on his chameleon performance in the past as a liberal Democrat, as the head of the Studio Actors Guild, when other celluloid saviors were cringing in terror from McCarthy, Ron stood tall. It goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hillbilly, from liberal to libelous, from Bonzo to Birchite or Born Again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. Call in the cavalry to disrupt this perception of freedom gone wild. God damn it, first one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. No challenge, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white, and so was everything else. Even if we go back to the campaign trail, before six-gun Ron shot off his face and developed hoof and mouth. Before the free press went down before full court press, and were reluctant to view the menu because they knew the only thing available was Crow. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. As Wall Street goes, so goes the nation. And here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism is up. Human rights are down. Peace is shaky, war items are hot, the house claims all time. Jobs are down, money is scarce, and common sense is at an all-time low with heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever, and now no one is looking because we're starring in a big movie. And we would rather had John Wayne. We would rather had John Wayne. You don't need to be in. You don't need to check on how you feel. Just keep repeating that none of this is real. And if you're sensing that something's wrong, well, just remember that it won't be too long before the director cuts the scene. Yeah.
everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette and Brother Eddie. You with me? Tonight we have Brother Eddie with us. Brother Eddie?
Yes, I am. Sister Antoinette, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Great, great, great. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. And how about you?
Whoa. I'm trying to come down.
Oh,
I'm
my.
On a high. And it's a natural.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It's a natural high. Dealing with the energy.
Good.
Ooh, my good. Well, we gonna get into it because I don't want. Anyway, I'm trying to come down to an even level, so that we could really give the information this evening.
Okay.
And again, before we really get started, let me welcome the family and listening audience for their time and space, and most of all, this portion of their life that you're sharing with us as we share with you. And what I want to do and start doing is to give honor to the ancestors. Oh, my goodness. I haven't been doing it, you know, so let me start giving honor and say ashe, ashe, ashe for the eternal, imperishable spirit of our ancestors. And at the same time, let me give honor to our elders. Namaste.
Yes.
And much needed respect to our elders. And I'd like to give a shout out to our elders that call in and contribute to our show. And it's a lot of elders that are out there that, you know, again, thank you also. But I'd like to thank Miss Kim Weston, Brother Ray for the drumming and his wisdom, Brother Kwame, Sun Horse, Mother AZ, and Brother Wes. And Brother Tyrese, that we haven't heard in a minute, but all of those who do call in and contribute. And last but not least, family, you, my peers that call in, and even that text Sister Antoinette or myself by email, and I'm going to give a new email out tonight because they not shut my email down. I'm not going to even get into this, that, and the other. No, it's anyway, we'll go on. But like I said, with that, I want to make sure that we give honor, you know, because, again, what I'm going to share tonight is being a solution, giving a true part of my story. Like, this is, again, what we all have to do when we share our story. Make sure it's true, though. It's true to heart, because, again, any concern, question, or statement that a person might get out of you giving your story, you have no problems, because spiritually, in truth, you have all the defense you need because you're open, and this is why you're sharing. So that's a part that we are now starting to do that helps those, not everybody, but even in the things that we talk about on this show, it helps everybody. Key thing is everything that's being said does not vibrate, but it's a certain thing, a certain phrase, a certain sentence, certain statement that is said that somebody's going to vibrate. It was something that they were supposed to hear. If it's that one thing, and this is what we don't have to look at, dang, you know, what is it that I'm waiting for, that I'm listening for, you know, but if I'm here, it's something I'm supposed to get. It's all in what we're giving and basically helping one another along with the earth's vibration and beat in our own hearts that are beginning to change. Because a question was asked of me on Dry Bones program, and he was asking, was five bad? Because why is five changing into a six as far as the 5-point star now becoming a 6-point star? Well, it's relevant, family, because, again, regardless of where you are and what you do, once you start to see the numbers of whatever you're doing and wherever you live, even in your state, in your city, that name has a number, and it's key once we tie into it for you, wherever you are. But that 5 becoming a 6 is just natural because understanding 2021 is the year we're in. And this year is inner vision, 41, which is that 5. And the inner vision is only giving us, either as we're in, dealing with the chakras, the 5th chakra, which is blue, giving us either truth or lies. And this is what we're getting all around the place. We're either getting the truth or lie. And we see from the vibration of that word. For me, I revealed the number behind the word being used that any of us use this occult language. So with that, seeing that this year is the 5, it's only natural that next year, 2022, is the 6. What's happening, family? The inner vision is showing us things to come. It's showing us the future. When we're seeing these numbers in different variations, regardless, 33, 24, 42, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 6, 60, 51. I mean, you go on and on. But however you're seeing this number, 5, 5, 10 being a tie, 150 being a, anyway, you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 6 that we're starting to see. Future things that the number is revealing to us is why we're picking up on these particular messages of these numbers, because, again, we're all wrapped into it, regardless if we want to admit it or how far we want to deal with it. My part is just to give what I'm giving now, which is no more than a part of my true story along my journey. But we all have a part to give. But this is the simple way of seeing why we're seeing that 33, which is no more than our third eye, now opening, because this is what's happening. So we're all getting glimpses and inner vision, because, again, the key is going within. So this is what's happening. That's being revealed. And once we, on our own journey, start to lock into these numbers behind the words and even the times that we keep seeing, we'll start to see the messages, because already we're using the words in our own profession, in our own lives, never knowing the number of a particular word we use. We only go by the definition of the word that's being given, which is the occult. The spell. I put a spell on you because you're mine.
Yes.
Spelling test every Friday.
Oh.
Using that number 2 lead pencil being that wand. Teaching us how to spell these occult words, not ever knowing that we weren't getting the right information. We were giving a program. Program is 24, which is the 6, which we'll definitely get into that. But right quick with the date, today's date is 7-7-2021.
Mm-hmm.
That comes to a 1.
It comes to a 1.
No coincidence. It comes to a 1.
Yeah.
When you add it up.
Yeah, today's my daughter's birthday, which comes to a 1.
Okay,
she's
28
great. Today. Yeah, her birthday comes to a 1.
And she's how old?
Yeah. 28.
What is that? Ain't that 1? 2 plus 8 is 1, babe.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That's a 1. Yeah.
That's a 1.
My birthday.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything is
on
the 1. You know.
Yes.
But like I said, I'm so full of energy, and as we get started, I'll get into, oh boy, my yin and yang now. I got 2 skulls.
Okay.
2 skulls. I got a crystal skull, which is no more than represents the white. And I got an art bag. I'm racing so fast. Onyx black.
Oh.
soul.
Okay.
So now I got the yin and the yang, the black and the white, the balance. And this is what I've been getting, and this is why I couldn't even remember that name, because so much is being given from these skulls that, you know, I ask for your forgiveness, because personally, when you had text and I came back with, oh, you wanted to cancel the show, I was seeing what I wanted to see, because I really wanted to stay into this vibration of this quest that I'm on, this vision quest with these two skulls. But that's personal, but no, I was supposed to do this, so, because the date lines up even with the word skull. Skull comes to one. This date is one. So we'll be talking about this crystal skull, breaking that number down. But again, what the skulls even related to me, and how I will from this point on start to celebrate all of these holy days that takes us back to no more than the spiritual. Because, again, emotions, and let's leave two out, because we're going to put two in, see? And you get out of what you're trying to, you get out of what you've been put in. Let me rephrase that. So this is what's happening. And we're getting out of the nonsense, and emotions kind of keep us trapped. But think, because it's no more than, what, 3 days ago. How did you celebrate the 4th of July? And how do you celebrate the 4th of July? And again, remember, this is only my quest, my journey that I'm sharing to get us to see how much energy, from nature and through a program that we are embedded to. And like I said, for me, everything is hidden behind the numbers. So when we look at the 4th of July being 7 plus 4, when you add that date and the month up, you got a 2. 7 plus 4 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. So the 4th of July by the date is no more than the universe being 38 coming to a 2. The universe during this time, understanding the rituals and ceremonies, and this is why they do things during these dates and these astrological times that are lined up. But it's ours and what we should be doing, not to be afraid of these things. And by me basically giving the numbers of what we're seeing and not doing. So again, getting back to the 4th of July being that 2, which is the universe, which is trying to communicate with us. Communication is 38, which is that 2 again. And we're going through what we call celebrations. Well, celebrations is 38, which is that 2. But whose celebration? Because if we're not celebrating with the universe that's giving us information in our own mind, minus two with the universe, in one's mind should be to the universe, even in celebration. But then another term for this particular date of the 4th of July is called Independence Day. Wow. We constantly know that what they term as being independence for white people had nothing to do with us. But yes, it does. Because we got into a wrong celebration of even that date, dealing with a celebration of what they gave us and not dealing with the universe. And understanding Independence Day, independence being 42, day being 7. 42 plus 7 is 49. 4 plus 9 is 13. 13 is God. 31 is spirit. Yes. 40 is spiritual. So on our Independence Day, we get into a celebration of a program instead of our spiritual independence, that we're still not free, because our spirits on this day that even reflects the number of spirit that we're supposed to be celebrating, we don't even see it, because the program of the celebration is barbecue, popping fireworks. that's doing no more than death. Fireworks come to 41, death is 23. Bam, 5-5.
Yeah.
Because the toxics and metals that are in fireworks are the same that's in chemtrails. Chemtrails is 41, fireworks is 41. That's another story. But that's the Independence Day spiritually for me. And again, this is I just give what I've been given and just put the number of the words so we can see it. And again, like anything, you determine to do what you want to do. I've given my part of the lesson. That's why the lesson is 22. It's all spiritual, baby. I'm having fun, 13 being that 4. Spiritual for me, it's fun. And I'm representing God, 13, having fun. Well is 13. Ain't that something? Yes, family.
Yeah.
See? So, again, I just wanted to give that tidbit at the start to make sure that those who hear the beginning of the show, again, the solution, again, that's the solution. Because we constantly talk about how to get out. But when we understand these numbers, especially July 4th, 2, Independence Day 4, 2-4 is no more than 2 is the universe and 4 is God. We do it all day, every day. We inhale 2, exhale 4, God, the universe, same thing.
Yeah.
See? They call it a.m. in the day, which is 1 and 1, 2, and p.m., 3 and 4, I mean 3 and 1, which is 4, 2 and 4, 24-7, family. Add 2 plus 4 plus 7 is 13. 24 plus 7 is 31. The Spirit of God is in all of this. It's us, family. It's us. And once we see it, and you see it, you still going to see it your way, and that's the beauty behind it, because you see it from another angle as you're supposed to see it. But without using this particular code, being 5, of this gematria of numerology that's been hidden. Hidden is no more than 25, which is 7, which is your gift. Your gift has been hidden from you. It's been made a mystery, which is my story, is the now mystery to us, because everything that they give us is us that's been turned around and remade by Hollywood with the authority of the government. I'm going on another tangent and another story. So let's keep on the one. And when we think
okay.
about it too, this is all connected, even with our story. I mean, even with our classes, the last few classes. We go back when we did several weeks ago the show on Are You Really on the Frequency of the One?
Yeah.
And when we talked about that show, we even talked about an elder, Brother Kwame, sending in the tape on the 19 babies being born. 1 plus 9
yeah.
is 10, that one.
Yeah.
And then last week's show that we really didn't get into because it was a wonderful thing, you kind of snapped on Las Vegas transvestite, and it was no problem because that was a good and true emotion that you had. But that's why we want to control, though, the emotions so that
yes.
we can really get to the solution of the problem. But last week's show, which we're going to start off with when we get to that part, is no more than sound and light.
Yes.
Sound is 19, which is 1. Light is 27, which is 9. 1 and 9 again, but if you add it up, 19 plus 27 is 46. 4 plus 6 is that 10. You're back on the 1. Light and sound, family. So with that, Sister Antoinette, you can start off with the current events.
Okay. Well, I'm scared of doing math. But okay.
No. There's no need for fear.
I'm going to be 8, y'all. Okay. Well, the first one that I had is a family is killed, and the 10-year-old boy, he survives by playing dead. Roland, our devoted mother, 29, I know, Dania Vea Lagway, was pregnant with her fifth child with 35-year-old Gregory Carhey. The couple had been together for more than 10 years. However, their lives, along with their 6-year-old daughter, was taken when an unknown gunman opened fire on their family to no why. A Houston couple, along with their 6-year-old daughter, was killed in their home on June 30th. Devoted mother, 29-year-old Dania Vea, was pregnant with her fifth child with 35-year-old Gregory Carhey. Oh, I just read that. The couple had been together for more than 10 years. However, their lives, along with their 6-year-old daughter, was taken when an unknown gunman opened fire on their family. Okay, reportedly someone knocked on the family's door. Carhey opened the door, holding his 1-year-old son, and informed the masked gunman that he had the wrong apartment. However, according to KKTV News, the alleged shooter entered the home and opened fire on the family. The news reported that the gunman shot Carhey first and threw his 1-year-old son in the air, Thor. The gunman then fatally shot Lagway as well as her young daughter. The couple's 10-year-old daughter was shot in the arm as well. The brave 10-year-old held her brother tighter as she pretended to be dead. The couple's 8-year-old son was not home at the time. Once the gunman left, the 10-year-old quickly locked the door and called his grandmother to tell her what happened. She's like, "Granny, my mommy got shot, my daddy got shot," and I'm like, "What happened?" Manda Lagway, Dambea's mother, told ABC. The 10-year-old quickly thinking not only saved her life, but the life of her little brother. Madame, the grandmother, wants everyone to know that her granddaughter is a hero. While the families of Lagway and Carhey believe that this was a case of mistaken identity, authorities believe that the gunman knew the victims. However, the families of the victims will receive justice as the arrest has been made. Xavier Davis, 28, was arrested and charged with 3 counts of capital murder. Okay, Brother Eddie. Well, thank God that the 10-year-old has some sense. Well, not sense. I mean, I don't know how you react in that situation, but she knew what to do. Brother Eddie?
Forgive me. I had myself on mute. Anyway, again, like I said, we see all of these stories, and again, keeping with the numbers that we used on previous classes, that we are bombarded in our lives with 70% of negative ions. That means most conversations, 70% of the conversations we see, get, or read, hear, you know, are negative. So it's just like that story. It's negative. But again, we take the positive, as the grandmother said, her granddaughter being a hero, you know, and for me to just do no more than add on the numbers that you were using in the story that just lines up with the numbers that we're dealing with tonight.
Yeah.
The girl, the little 10-year-old girl, well, 10, you know, is that one. Girl is 19.
Yeah.
That's the one. So there's the 10-year-old girl. And on the opposite side of her being the hero, the assailant, as you said, was 28. That's a damn one.
Yeah.
And the mother, as you kept mentioning, was 29, which is that two.
Yes.
Which again, as we said, talking about the 4th of July being that two with the universe, is communication, which is what is being given to us in this story through numbers that we now start to look for if we have a vibration to find out more to this story.
Yeah.
For me, it's the numbers, even in the words that we dwell into, going down that hole, as they say, the rabbit hole. and see what we come up with. The deeper we go, the actual brighter it becomes.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
That's why deeper by number is one. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
No, go ahead. Forgive me. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's why deeper by number is no more than 27. 27 is the light. So the deeper we go, the brighter the light becomes. Because the deeper the nine is no more than we're digging for information, and information is the nine. That's what it's all about. When we're talking about we still learning, learning is the nine. We learning information from whatever avenue it comes from. If it's useful and vital information, it doesn't matter where it comes from. That's just like if you drown and damn it, and another ethnic group threw you a line, you ain't going to say, I ain't going to get it because you ain't a brother or sister. Shit, you going to, come on now.
You going to.
Stop it.
Yep.
You going to get that. You going to. Get that line and get your butt in. But anyway, that's the positive of just the connection with the hero of the young girl, the little queen, you know, that had enough sense not only to cover her baby brother, but to play dead.
Yeah.
You know. And
this is a story.
We can.
Go ahead.
No, I just said we can acquire that to movies that I'm quite sure that she's probably seen, because I'm assuming, and that kind of makes an ass out of me, that her mother and her father never took her through a scenario that she would even have to think like that. So for her to even think like that, to be where the children are now, they're exposed to things like that and beyond, that we have no idea what a lot of our children are looking at on these social media sites and you know, all of this. So with that being said, go ahead with your next current event or whatever you're getting ready to say.
Okay, and Brother Kwame, after I do this, then I'll open your line. This one is more personal, y'all. But I'm sorry, I don't have the story. Forgive me for not having the story yet. But so I'm going to tell you this from memory. In South Jersey, a white man, and I'm going to say this, and I'm kind of happy about it, so forgive me. He had been verbally terrorizing the neighbors. You know, just people in this community, you know, calling them the N-word, and I don't know why we got to be reduced to just a letter, but the N-word and, you know, every derogatory statement that he could do. Well, he spit on this black man, and I commend the black man. I don't know how he did it, but he did not go after the man. He did not, and I commend him because I'm sorry I couldn't do it. Somebody spit on me, it's just a problem. But so the man got on social media, the white man got on social media and said if anybody had a problem, and he gave his address out and told them to come to his house. Well, Lord, let me tell you, Jersey and Pennsylvania and Delaware showed up. And he had everyone there from these states. And, you know, people came from all different parts of Jersey and everything came to his house. And, you know, the man did all this hollering and ranting and raving and name calling and everything else. And he got arrested. And they got him on accounts of one, spitting on the black man, and for citing a riot, and a couple other charges. But he has three charges of a racial hate crime, a hate crime. So he's in jail now. So for that, I'm happy. For what, you know, I guess what he was trying to call for, or whoever was trying to call for, something happened in Jersey. It didn't happen the way how they wanted it to happen. That's it, brother.
Okay, yeah. I have to take myself off of mute because I'll be scooting around and doing stuff, and I don't want that interference. So, but yeah, I'm just keeping that one simple. I'm with you. He hopefully they can throw everything they can throw at him, and again, like he said, I commend that brother who held back and didn't go after this individual, you know, because I had that happen to me as a child with a childhood friend that did it, and I darn it scraped the concrete with this individual, you know, where his mama had to come out. She had to tackle me because I was going, anyway, another story for another time.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to let Brother Kwame in, but then I do have, well, I have two more, but I just do one. But I'm going to let Brother Kwame in because his hand has been up since a long time. Forgive me for keeping you on hold so long, Brother Kwame. Brother Kwame?
Yeah,
if you
was,
have yourself on mute.
I was doing a Brother Eddie. I was on mute.
That's okay.
Greetings, Elder. How you doing, family? How you doing?
I'm very grateful, my Brother Eddie, and greetings to my sister of the airwaves, Sister Antoinette Drybone.
Hello, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm grateful the way you opened it up, you know, playing Gil, because Gil had messages back then and it's still present tonight because, you know, I like the way he started. He just said, mandate my ass ain't nothing but a movie. Because all of this is just a show, you know, and we look at the media that broadcast it. And the thing that I'm looking at, what Brother Eddie was sharing about, see, Independence Day, 245 years ago, they signed this declaration in 1776 to do this, that this independence has been coming since the alignment of this planet, which is millions of years that Sirius aligns with the sun every July 3rd through the 7th, and it rises and it creates the same cycle and it opens up the gateway. And it's really powerful that, you know, on this day that you're doing this show and giving the numbers, because you're putting it back out into the galactic. And so this gateway and this ceremony is it's a sign of independence. And the fireworks that, you know, they celebrate using these fireworks, but really the fireworks is your neural net. Your brain begins to fire new consciousness into you, into your memory and into your brain. That's the fireworks that goes off in the human mind because of this alignment, that the downloads of the energy of the two suns, the sun of the star sun that we have, and then Sirius, the spirit sun, which is about 500 times larger than our sun. And it's the part in which it was called the aphelion, that our sun goes all the way out on its journey, 94 million miles, gets out there in alignment with Sirius, the star, and they align together. And then in January, it comes as closest at 91 million. And this is what happens in tropical Capricorn and the Tropic of Cancer, these two times that the energy of the sun hits the planet. These are the astral me. And this is what we look at when we was on Dry Bones and was talking about the Helios Biblios. This is the sun book. This is our story. And what this energy is, it's an energy to take us to the next level of evolution, our interdependence that we find from getting this consciousness from these two suns at that time is what they're saying, the interdependence, because the sun's energy enters you and it activates you. And it activates, and you were talking about the number six, and they talk about the 33,000 strands of junk DNA, which is not junk. It's just dormant. And what is happening now is that this sun and these alignments, after we cross the galactic center, we're now activating these DNA strands that, and this is what they're trying to attack with the mRNA. I mean, mRNA. And what they're doing is to try to attack it, because the activation of this is bringing us back into a level of evolution that we really can't say the evolution that the next from a Homo sapien to a Homo spiritus, because we're now moving from a carbon base to a silica base, because the crystalline energy that we're now using with technology, but we're also activated in our children. Our children that are coming on the star seeds, the crystalline children, the indigo children, all of these children are coming in tune with the higher conscious frequency that's coming and resonating into the planet. And so we're now watching this metamorphosis, like Brother Eddie said, we're moving from a 5 to a 6. And that 6 energy with 2022 is going to be another level of our consciousness, because they're really attacking, because they want to try to infect as much as possible by 2030, before 2050, because that's three generations that you're looking at. So from 2020 to 2030 is 25 years for a generation. So by 2030, they look at that generation will be. And what they're attempting to do is to infect and to stop that third generation from coming from the generations that are coming forth now. Because these children that are born now already seeded and egged with the generations that are getting ready to come when they reach maturity. This is the whole game plan of the genocidal process, downsizing human life, and especially the people of melanin. And so what we're doing with giving the information with Antoinette, you know, running the board and doing the shows, Dry Bones doing the shows, and Brother Eddie given us, because we need to understand the numerology, the astrology and the numerology and the methodology of change is what we're looking at. How do we do this new method of bringing ourselves to the next level? And Brother Eddie was saying he had the onyx skull and the crystal skull. With these two mineral people having all of the universal knowledge stored into that one piece of crystal, that they said that the 13 skulls that the Mitchell Hedges skull, the Peruvian people and the Mayan people, when they said that the ancestors put in the knowledge of the universe into that mineral skull. And they put 13 of them here on the planet. And other people have been, you know, remaking. But each crystal is formulated through consciousness and vibration. And so what we're seeing now is all of these tools that are coming from above and coming from inner earth to the next part of our evolution and the next part of know it, you love. Know it that the Creator loves us to give us all of this that we have, because asking the question, who made the original cell? We have to ask ourselves, who made the first original cell that everything has come from? Creative source that created the cell is what everything derives from. It multiplies and duplicates in all these energies, that cell energy. And so what we're seeing now is this is a time in which we are here as baby boomers, and I can say that because we're here for that conscious explosion, that zenith, that new birthing of these new stars that are going to be here on this planet. So, and, you know, we have these turmoils, and it's sad that that sister had to, you know, have that death. Even the worst slap in the face, what they did today, the brother that the policeman shot in the back 3 times, Brickman, they shot him in the back 3 times. He took a plea deal in order not to stand trial for first-degree murder, and they gave him 3 years for first-degree murder. So we're seeing these. Are we still on?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Hear me, Kwame?
Oh, okay. Because it got quiet. I want like, wait a minute. Did we drop or what happened here? But everybody.
Now you know how we get everybody's fired. I put myself on mute. I'm quite sure internet's on mute, and we was letting you roll across again. Dropping
yeah.
bombs and looking at these numbers of words you're saying, and you continue, and I'll give my rebuttal
yeah.
or my
yeah,
part of the journey once
yeah.
you get through.
And
yes, and I'm listening.
And this is why I shared the gateway, because a lot of people celebrate and think, oh, Independence Day, America did this great thing. That's just 245 years ago. This alignment has been happening for thousands, maybe even millions of years, that these two suns meet and this junction happens constantly in our galactic. So what we're now understanding is that they're copying and taking and using these galactic alignments, and then they're using the energy to create a force. That they use this force, because we could use the same thing in writing our declarations of whatever to be free. And what does that declaration look like for yourself? You know, you have to even write the declaration. Do you want to be well? What does it take to be well? What does it take to be free? And so we look at declaring this and putting those words to paper and putting it, well, this is the last day. You could put it to paper, put it in the sun, and do a ceremony with it, put your crystal on it, and let your crystal record the energy transferred into it. And after this date, after the 7th, you can still have it programmed in that crystal, and you can sit in meditation with that crystal, still having the charged energy that was put into that crystal. These are all the ways in which to do. Why do you think that Declaration of Independence that they wrote in Pennsylvania in 1776, why do you think it's still on display? Because they're still using the energy from what they wrote. That's the spell.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, and again, everything so well and beautifully put. And again, I hope the family does have pencil and paper, or they take this time to download these classes, because the information
yeah.
that we need to get and share with our children is the key. But real quick, just keeping with the numbers of what you said, why it's on my mind, it's no coincidence that the title of the class is, you know, here's a solution, tell a part of your story. It comes to 128, which is a 2. Added up, it's that 11, which is a 2. You kept using that number that just kept slapping me in the face, too, when you said 245 years ago, 245 is a
mm-hmm.
11, another 2. I'm like, look at this. And then tying it to what Brother Gill was saying at the beginning, we used to be producers, but now we're consumers. Consumer is 29, which is, again, that 2. And this is what we consumed, a lot of nonsense on July 4th, consumer, buying all this crazy fireworks and the meat and, you know, that basically does harm. And when we even see that number to meat comes to 14, wow, there's that 4 again. I mean, that 5, dealing with the food you eat. Food is 14, that 5. You are what you eat. So, and I got to use it. You gave it to me and it hit me. And giving now those fireworks that people go out and buy, this is why they're off the mark of that independence of the spirit becoming independence, because they're missing those fireworks that go off in the brain. Man, ooh, that hit home. Fireworks is 41 and brain is 14. Food for thought, 14, 41. Food for thought, 41, 14. Fireworks in the brain. Oh, thank you, my brother. I heard
wow.
That's in me now. That's a part of me that we should share instead of letting people keep going out, coming up maimed, injured, dead. You know, some hockey player somewhere came up dead after getting hit by a firework that hit him wrong or what. Anyway, crazy, again, you know, we should know by now. But again, it's all commercialism. All commercialism. And then getting into that Madonna drug that they're using, that mRNA, well, we know the M stands for messenger. No coincidence that messenger is 41, that 5. And what is that messenger trying to do? Change the RNA. Well, change is 21, which is the 5. That's what the messenger 5 is trying to do in us to the the RNA. And RNA by number comes to 7. Consciousness is 7. Soul, our soul is 7. See, this is what they're trying to affect. Even the melanin that resides within that skull region. Melanin is 7. This is why that 5, that messenger that changes, gives what they call blood clots. Clot is 7. I'm sorry, clot is 14, which is that 5, because brain is 14. And this is why the blood clots are getting in the brain and affecting the brain. That's the fireworks. That's the death. Being 23, this being injected through the vaccine, 23, and Armageddon, the shot. So, again, I love what they're doing. And again, back to Gil Scott, another elder.
Yes.
Ancestor, getting to all of that information. He said, it ain't really your life. It ain't really your life. It ain't really nothing but a movie. Well,
yeah.
For me, understanding by the numbers of what he's giving, dealing with your life in a movie, it is your life, but your life is now a movie. Woo, look at what everybody's doing on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever. Everybody wants to be and can be in a movie by their phone and posting it somewhere. Everybody, again, George said it to me best, Psycho Alpha Disco Beta Bio Aqua Do Loop, a motion picture underwater starring most of you, do.
Oh, yes.
Come on. Most of our children now. And some of the adults are on there just as much as their children trying to. Oh, that's another story. because we want to keep it positive and keep it going. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yes.
Yeah, and you just shot shining the light on part of it, because the human brain is water. And being underwater, being in your mind, is what it was saying. But he went through alpha, beta, because what is the new strand that is out now? They're saying
Delta variant, baby. We talked about
Delta variant.
Delta variant. It's just a variation of the COVID. COVID is 19.
Yeah.
Delta is 19. And we're talking about the one tonight. The one and the nine,
right,
19.
Right. But you look at Delta. Delta, when you alpha, beta, theta, Delta is the sleep state. It's the 0.5 to 4 hertz is the sleep state of the brain. And this is what they're saying. Now they're saying, okay, the COVID was the respiratory. Now, and you got to be put on that. The Delta is now the attack on and putting the person to sleep, to make them walking dead. They're zombies. They're sleepwalking.
Wasn't that what they've been calling for years, the zombies?
Yeah, but you're telling the person sleepwalking, because Delta is the frequency of the brain. When you go through the scales of consciousness, Delta is the sleep state. Zero, and the other part is 0.5 to 4 hertz. And see, the other thing, and I wanted to get on last night, and they were talking about the children and what the children is acting crazy, and this is because from the womb till adolescence, a child picks up frequencies that we lose consciousness of when we become, when our bodies make the shift into adolescence, when the hormones kick in. It cuts off that frequency. And that is the most programmable time that you can program the human mind, is from birth to adolescence, because you're adding the lessons. Because what did Plato say? Give me a boy at 7 and I will show you the man. Because you can program, and you look at the children and the young people today that have been programmed from the pamper to the carjacking to the killing games that they have programmed on these Xboxes and Nintendos and all of these things. They program these children to be prepared for this next phase of what we call the Armageddon, but what we call, you know, this is the next form of genocide. And these children have been programmed, and all you have to do now is have the cell phone towers and the other, and transmit that subliminal message into their brain waves. And what do you have? Because you got your whole house is set up in Wi-Fi. When you're in the Delta state of sleeping, they can program subliminal messages in through your Wi-Fi.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Well, that's not
on mute.
Good.
I was listening.
Wow.
But,
and this is why I share with people. Put your routers and all of that stuff on a surge protector. Turn them off. Turn off everything electronic in your house, because as I used to have a friend, and she was complaining about every time I said, I can't sleep. I'm having nightmares. I'm doing this and I can't sleep and I can't, and I got to get up. And I said, where do you keep your cell phone? Oh, it's sometimes in the bed with me or right there on the nightstand. I said, take that phone out of that room. She took the phone out of the room and turned it off, turned off the Wi-Fi. She had a good night's sleep. She'd been sleeping normal ever since, because the radio waves in that phone turns off your melatonin. it cuts off your circadian rhythm in the pineal. It's just like in the old days, I remember, I'm guilty, go to sleep with the TV on. Whatever's playing on the TV is playing in your head. I had a friend of mine, come up, you walk in the room and turn the TV off, she'll wake up. Turn that TV back on. That's how they have been programmed to sleep with that white noise.
Yes, yes, yes. I can totally agree with that one personally, because that's the way my mom's was. She had to have the TV on to go to sleep. If I come in and turn the TV off, she would wake up. You know, so yeah, people get programmed to that noise that they're hearing from the television, because again, it's all part of the program. Program 24, as we were talking about earlier, when we looked at the 4th of July being 2 and Independence Day being 4, 2-4, 24-7, God, as we said, but that 2-4, again, is no more than a program. Program is 24.
Right.
That's 6.
Right. But you go back to black and white TV and the days when, like you say, and your mom and mama, days of our lives as the world turns, and you hear them coming, walk in the house, and you think somebody in the family has been got hurt, and guess what they sitting up talking about on the phone? Darn soap opera.
Oh, y'all aren't right. Y'all aren't right.
Program. Me back to the...
that.
Takes me back to the song, The Message.
Yes.
My mother's doing bad. I mean, my brother's doing bad, stole my mother's TV, says she's watching too much. It's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. I'll stop there, but yeah. Yes. It's in our music that was given to us that had the information of that time, which is now the past, that we're seeing today in the present. It's basically our future when we're talking about our children doing whatever they're doing. That's our future.
Right. But
so in order to have a good future, we have to instill in them information that we're giving to one another. That's part of the real solution. To not just get this information and talk amongst ourselves, but talk to our children.
And
talk
and
to our family members, for those who are ready to listen and hear what you're giving, because regardless, everybody don't want to hear and ain't ready. But that doesn't stop you from giving what it is that you're supposed to give. Better to give than receive. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and the word is key, because you're saying information, and that's what you're saying. In forms, you form the informative years is the child's mind is being formed by music, by sound and color, and all of that is done when they do the program. That's why it's called. The program, whatever program you watch it on TV, it's proven. And what did you used to have? You used to have a TV guide. You were guided to watch certain things, and they listed it all in a, you got it on Sunday in the newspaper, and people would pick out the whole week of what they were going to watch. What programs are we going to watch? You see how everything was subliminally done. And then they just slowly just added more color and more access to this. And then all of a sudden it became wireless. You could carry it with you.
Yeah.
And now you can't put it down. Some of these folks will kill you for their phone.
I'll kill you for your phone.
Well, again, that's no more than part of the program. when we say it, because, again, we say program 24, which is that six. They call it, what they're using is algorithms, 42, which is that six. They use it, but they keep using another word. The number remains the same, but when we see that number, we see exactly what they're saying that they're using that we use because we use the six called the word that comes from within. So this is why they find your algorithms for not only what we watch, but what we say, what we relate by texting and emailing and Instagramming and however we use this social media beast if we're not using it to our best, because we will get caught in the net and or web, as they put, and there's no reason or it's no coincidence that net is the four that we talked about earlier and web is the two and the four, the 24/7.
And this is why I said astronomy and numerology, because the algorithm is what you're doing now. When you take the word, you put the numbers. They take the word and create the rhythm that says, this is how we got them. This is how we got them. By the words that we use, they create the algorithms to know how your behavior and how you use your thoughts. That's what they're doing with it. Because when you use those words and on your Facebook, when you type and putting all this stuff into that, all that it's doing is giving to the system, creating the algorithm. You look for shoes, and guess what comes up? Every day you start getting all of these advertisements for shoes. Why? You put in the algorithm. That word that you put in, shoe, has a rhythm that they, I mean, a numerical form that automatically sends it out through the whole net or the whole World Wide Web. So every place that has shoes now is connected to your phone.
So no matter what you put in, my goodness, you could be inundated with a whole lot of things. Something that you were interested in one day and not interested in anymore.
Right. And this is the way they set the programming up. They put in the codes, and then they put in the algorithms because they're synonymous to each other, because it's nothing but zeros and ones. It's,
yeah,
it's not the wording. It's not the alphabet. The alphabet turns into a number code.
Right, it turns into a number system, yes.
Just what Eddie does. What he does is he,
yeah,
takes the letter and takes it and turns it into the number. This is all the whole system is set up.
Yeah. Yeah, because even that's
the
word
to the number.
Yeah.
And
you know,
it.
You're not known by your name, you're known by numbers.
Right.
Exactly. And
because
even using that binary code that Brother Kwame said, the ones and the zeros, and we know by the word, one and zero comes to ten. When we
right.
look at
mm-hmm.
the word ten, you turn it around, it's net. But that word
right.
net or ten comes to the number 13, which is God again. They're using it in a code of the so-called binary code of ones and zeros, God in and of itself. Alpha being 13 and zero is 13.
Right.
Wow. Hidden
but
right in front of the square.
At, yeah, but what you're looking at is how they turned around and created this. They created with what? What was the first thing that inside a computer they have the what board?
The motherboard.
The motherboard. Why did they give it the name the mother? Mother Earth, Mother Africa? They have to use the zero and the one is synonymous to the zero is the female, the one is the male. One goes on top of the other, creates another number. And creates another number and continues on the binary code. Bind.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Like I said, now it adds back up to being on the one with this day.
Right. But the number starts with 0, 1, 2, 3, up to 9, and then it
yeah.
adds the put the 1 in front and then put the 0 behind her. You put the woman
mm-hmm.
behind the man. You put the woman behind the man. But when you start it, you start with the female. You start with the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
That's why her mother is the center of it all.
Right.
Mother comes to 26, which is 8. We know 8 on its side is infinity, but 26 is also center. Center is
right.
26, and that's what the mother is. She's the center of it all.
But even when you look at the 6 or the 9, when you stand it up, you put two legs at the bottom of the 6, it's a pregnant woman. You reverse it, you stand in, that's the pregnant belly. Birthing, 6 and 9. 3, 6, 9 are the magic numbers. 1 and 1 equals 3. 3 plus 3 equals 6. 6 equals 9. All of it boils down to the 9, because that is completion, and the mother is the completion of all that exists.
That's it. Because even when we get into each age that we go through is a 9. It's called 2,160 years, 9.
Right.
When you add all those ages up, that's that astrological year that we go through is 25,920 years, which is back to a 9.
Right.
So,
and,
yes.
And you take something serious. Ceres takes 72 years to move 1 degree.
Oh,
72
wow.
years. It takes Ceres, it moves 1 degree in 72 years. And 72 times 360 for a year in the sun cycle comes out to be 25,920 years. That's one galactic year.
That's it. And that's the word I was looking for, the galactic year. So you continue.
Right. Yeah, and taking the breath. Breath is the source of life. And we breathe 18 breaths a minute. And 60, what does it take? 60 minutes to make an hour. That makes 1,080 breaths in an hour times 24. 1,080 comes out to be 25,920 breaths in a day. You travel breathing in one day, you travel the universe that's within you, the galaxy that's within you. In one
that's
day
it.
Of breathing, you travel your inner verse.
That is it. That is it. Seeing how all of this and even everything that they have lined up outside with these same measurements are the same thing that's happening inside of us. And we see these numbers of even the words of our organs. You know, all of this. And it's just, we're in that time of Aquarius, and Aquarius is 7:34, which is a 7. This is our time of higher 34, 7, consciousness, 52, a 7.
Right.
Part of all of our personal 25, a 7, journey, 25, that's 7. This is why we're crossing paths, and we have to see that spiritual lesson that we're bringing to the table that we should be vibrating with, even if we don't get the numbers the way I get the numbers, just that word, because the number is already embedded within the word. This is why we're attached to it and just don't know the number.
Right.
But it's coming, you know, because, again, at the end of the day, this is something that our children are going to be able to use to combat this internet, which is no more
right.
than that nine again. Internet is nine. This is why they're
right.
using that nine of that galactic year being nine, the whole nine completion, spiritual completion, within the technology realm of the internet.
Right, and this is why I'm adamant with Spirit showing me the Overground Railroad, because the part of it is what's over us is the Milky Way, and we have all the possibilities that are there, because the milk is what gives us, and as a child being born, the breast milk is what feeds, and this is what feeds this planet, and all the planets that's in our solar system is the Milky Way. And the energies that come from that Milky Way and that sun inside of that Milky Way galaxy, when it connects with our star Sirius and it connects with the sun, it enhances the frequency, because when Sirius are lined up and this happened, it was that the CME that came off of the, our sun, coronal mass ejection, came off and hit and knocked out all electrical current over the Atlantic, and it made a earthquake, a 6.0 earthquake in Chile and Nevada. Because it hit the planet, and it hit and went into the earth and shifted the plates in the earth. And so what we're looking at, these currents, and this is the consciousness, this is the energy that we're now in. And the next one we'll have is on August the 8th through the 19th. It's called the Lion's Gate, the Leo. And that Lion's Gate opens, and then there's another portal that we have that takes us into the galactic. So what we're looking at, all of these, and even Betelgeuse, the left star in Orion, now that they're saying that they're thinking it's reaching its zenith, but that is the star that pulsates on February the 14th and turns red, and it starts pulsating and doing that. And so that's where they came up with Valentine's Day. All of these alignments, New Year's Eve is when Sirius is directly overhead at 11:59, and that's the galactic alignment. When we look at as above, so below, that's the above is the energy that helps us to grow on the below. That's why we built monuments in certain places to align with the above, in order to bring down the energy and work with the energy from above. This is all they've been doing with this. This is why Washington, D.C. is a copy of the alignments of the constellation. They align everything with the heavens. Even the Vatican is aligned with a cosmic alignment. Or galactic alignment.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And just looking at some of these numbers behind these words, I love it every time you use another name for the universe. It's the same number. Universe is two. The Milky Way is two. That's our universe, the Milky Way. But that's that two.
Right.
And that two that we get back to, when we look at that July 4th, that 2, this is, again, the commercialism of being a consumer that we get tied into, because, as you said, as above, so below, it's metaphysics by another name, same number. it's now the as above, so below. The metaphysics is the internet. This is what they're using through technology to offset the frequency of the universe that we get naturally from above, so below. As above comes the four, which is spirit, which is God, which is spiritual. So below is that five. That's why we're getting a vaccine, because we're so below and we don't see the whole picture. We're seeing segments controlled by definitions of words the way it's been given and programmed. That's why the seven is so vital that they're used, because we're still in a 3D or third dimension, 3D, which is a seven program used through education, being 43 or seven, and television, 43 or seven. It just reinforces the program of what we've been given through education to whitewash everything. Authority of the government by way of Hollywood, or weird, as we would say.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that reminds me, Brother Eddie, you said news, and it struck a nerve. In a good way, I guess. But everyone has been asking about the first woman that took the vaccine, the black lady, the nurse. And yesterday or today, they had her on the news where she was, you know, saying how she was the first one who took it. And, you know, she was okay. And, you know, she was celebrating and pushing for more people to come and get the vaccine, which I thought was very interesting. I'm like, man, people have been asking about this woman ever since she took it. And now they're parading her around, still trying to push for more people to get the vaccine.
All I can say with that, you know, as some of our people say, is she real or is she a clone?
Yeah, that's
real
what I said.
13,
that's how I'm like.
But what is it?
Real is 13 and clone is 13. And right quick, when you said the news, well, news is seven. Distractions is seven. This is why the news seven uses distractions. Because we don't need to be listening to anything anybody's saying to take the vaccine. We're already against it. So just like the news.
Oh, yeah, I'm not taking it. Yeah.
So the news doesn't bring anybody on.
Yes.
The news doesn't bring anybody on.
Everybody's been asking about this woman, and now they're parading her. They're parading her. You know, it's like she's been in hiding for a year.
Right, but why wasn't she campaigning it when she took it? Why wasn't she staying out in the forefront?
Right.
What happened to her when she took it?
That's
what
I said.
What happened to Whoopi Goldberg when she took it? Now she's on a walker.
Oh, is she? I didn't know that.
Yes, she's on a walker now. She has spinal
but difficulty. Real quick, just me interject this. As we were talking about with the six, with no more than the algorithms. The algorithms is the six, and what do they get it from? The word. The word is six that we put out. So as you were saying, the word, Antoinette, was where was this black woman? Where was this? So what? After our algorithms of the word that's constantly asking about it, what happens? Boom. She put in the forefront. For more distractions, because she's put there by the news, which is seven, and media is seven. So I don't care if you on social media, whatever. It's still distractions, and we're caught up, so caught up in it, we can't catch up with what we want to be up on. Go ahead, Brother Carmen.
But we look at news as what? Entertainment, right? Entertainment.
Yeah.
No. But it's really saying it's to enter and to detain you. It enters you and it detains you from thinking for yourself.
Well, let's just, I agree 100%, but I again keep it real simple with it just being part of the six we've been talking about. It's a program. Program is 21, entertainment is 51. I mean, program is 24, which is a 6. And entertainment is 51, which is a 6. The entertainment is part of the program. It's right there behind the numbers of the words. It's part of the program, and we hee-hee and ha-ha, and that consumerism paying what? Money. Money is too. Consumer is too. Paying money to keep ourselves bound in some nonsense and then complain we ain't got nothing.
Well,
so,
it's,
again.
It's using the word money, because as I always say, that John Rudolph Price says that in abundance is no more than an acronym for my own natural energy yields. If your energy is so detained to consume, then they're yielding what they want from you. They're using your energy to keep their wealth. You are the energy that keeps their wealth prospering. Do you know that Cosby just got out? Cosby still gets royalties when they show the Cosby Show on reruns, that for the last decade it has made $1.2 billion.
Oh, wow. We have another call. I'm going to bring them in as well. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
But I'm just saying, this man was making money while he was sitting inside that cell.
Yeah. I'm going to bring the caller in. Area code 405.
Peace and love, family.
I'm
Brother
Mel,
now. How you been doing? It's been a minute.
I know.
Yes,
I just had to chime in and just tell y'all I love you.
We love you, Brother Mel.
Good show. I agree with Brother Kwame. We do have to realize we are the catalyst. We are the driving force, the kinetic energy that allows them to carry out this agenda, so to speak. And without our energy, it's like a car with no battery in it. So, and another thing I would like to ask the family to do as far as mental health, with what we've been going through with all of these shenanigans and all this propaganda and programming, mental health has definitely been affected, and a lot of us don't realize it. But I would like for the family to ask themselves, like, really do an assessment, a self-assessment, on a scale from 1 to 10, and be honest with yourself. Where do you think you at? And then start taking steps to, you know, 10 being perfect, which I don't know anybody that's on a 10, 1 being damn near suicidal, but where do you think you are from 1 to 10? And really ask yourself that, but please be honest with yourself. I think I'm probably like at a 4, maybe 4, 4.5, almost 5. Some days I'm a 5. But mental health is very important, and we need to recognize it, and we need to deal with it. I mean, figure ways to make it better. Even if you can get your number up by 0.5 point, you know, do what it takes to do that. So I just wanted to share that with the family. Just know I'm always here, and I love y'all.
Thank you, Brother Nelly. You know what? She works with mental health, and we're going to have her back on because she won't discuss that.
Mm-hmm. It's very important.
Yeah,
a lot of us
Brother
don't.
And,
yes, sir.
And I would suggest two books that I'm reading. It's got one by a sister named is Raheed Walker. She's a psychiatrist. And it's called Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health, to Navigate the Unequal System in Emotional Wellness. And then there's a brother who's a psychologist, and his name is Resmin Menakem, M-E-N-A-K-E-M. And he's got a book called My Grandmother's Hands, Racialized Trauma and Pathways to Mending Our Hearts and Bodies. And that's what you're talking about. And he gives the tools in here what we need to do, like you say, in that scale of 1 to 10, is because we have been so traumatized
that, you know, like, what's her name? She wrote Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome. These traumas that have been passed down through generations are now really surfacing in us. Every generation, it comes up in another form of our lives. And so what we're needing to do, and this is why I commended the brothers when they got together and formulated the ABPSY, the Association for Black Psychologists, because they understood that Jung and Freud and all of them wasn't dealing with black folks, because we have a different trauma. We have a different mental capacity of what we've had to endure. And so this is very important, what you're saying, and I thank you, brother, for, because we got to speak more to this, because we had a shame base about looking at, oh, man, you know, he over there going to a psychiatrist. He must be one of them crazy folks in their family. No, we got traumas, because the thing that we did, we live in an environment. We got children living in the hood that's got PTSD, because the definition for PTSD is trauma and violence, and what do they see every day in their neighborhood? Just like the little girl that Antoinette was talking about that was able to help save her family. She lived through that. But she's got PTSD.
Well, Brother Kwame, I beg to differ. And I actually coined this, and I'm trying to patent it. But it's not PTSD. It's actually CTSD. It's not a post. It's a current traumatic stress disorder. It's not post, because it's still happening.
Well,
so it's not PTSD is not the correct language.
Okay, and I can agree, but 4th of July, and I haven't had this since I came home from Nam. I was sitting outside. They were using so much fireworks, and it was so, it got to me to where I was back in Vietnam, and these bombs were going off, and I had to come in and light sage and get down on the floor and start praying.
Now that's correct. But so that's what they call shell shock? Like, you know,
well, you
like
can call it shell shock, but that they just gave it the post-traumatic. But that's the way they labeled it in DSM-5 and DSM-4. That's why they classify now children with this. This is the way they label children, because of the definition of violent situations. It takes you into that fear and flight mode.
Let me add to it, because that's all I am is an adder, you know, because add is 144. Woo, 144,000. I'm just adding to the pie family. So, again, Kwame used PTSD, and Mayo, you used CTSD, post-occurrence. Well, the acronym for both, the P and the C are both the same number, you know. So we basically saying the same thing, because it is post and current. Because even when we look at the post that happened in Jim Crow to the parent, was still embedded in that seed, that sperm, that egg that produced that child we see currently going through the current syndrome and stress, added to that DNA that came from their parent that their parents still dealing with today. So it's all connected. We got to stop trying or stop looking at it as being separate. And like I said, when we see the number, we see the totality. That's why totality is one. And we keep coming back to the one tonight. The whole puzzle.
Right.
Whole is one. I ain't talking about that hole that we go down. I'm talking about the whole shebang bang with the W-H-O-L-E.
Right.
The one.
And that's what Bobby E. Wright was talking about when he wrote the psychopathic racial
when he coined the phrase menticide, because he looked at that how we could be so mentally disturbed that we hate anything that looked like us. We will attack each other. Mental suicide, that we have been so programmed.
And for that, I just want to stop for a second. Yes, we have. We are here to deprogram. So our program
right.
is six. Deprogram is six. They not put us in a program. In is six. We want to get out. Out is six. So part of that deprogram is to recognize that we have been programmed to actually come out of the program through what we're giving to one another in these words of wisdom.
Right, and that's perfect, because the program, then you're saying to deprogram, but what we have to do is reprogram the consciousness. Is what
Thank
is what
you.
You have to reprogram, because even though you know the program is there, you deprogram it, but you got to reprogram. This is what the new consciousness is coming from above, is because that is the reprogramming that we're needing if we can tune back into the heavens.
Man, you know you're hitting home with that nerve, with that music, with the spiritual essence of Parliament 31, Parliament, with George is 31. Giving us funk intelligy. When he said program, where do you get your funk from? Program. Where do you get your funk from? Deprogram and reprogram.
What?
You got the six and the six, which the program and the deprogram, but we enter the age of Aquarius, the seven. The reprogram is 34, the seven. So, yes, George was telling us way back in the 70s. Giving us the funk, the thought. So I just, man, you touched that nerve with that program, deprogram, and reprogram, which just took me right to the music, which gives us all the information that we need, that we're dealing with today, using the past as that post-traumatic. We was getting the information that we was going to be dealing with in the present for the future, the children.
Huh.
Go ahead, Brother Cormier. I'm just energy flowing.
I'm grateful that the brother brought that, Mel brought it up, because we need to talk about this. This is nothing of shameful. The thing that this is how we get well. Do you want, that's what I did in the program, do you want to get well? What does it take to
now,
get well?
Excuse me,
what
before you go
well?
Too deep into that, can I please make an announcement? Brother Eddie, first, do you want to give your contact info?
Yes, family. Hopefully you not had the time to take your break, because this is
no,
very
I
nice
didn't,
and fun.
But
you can,
but,
since we talked,
and
I thought you had yourself on mute taking your break. But anyway, my email that I could be reached by now, family, is ebrewer1942@gmail.com. That's ebrewer1942@gmail.com. Okay, Sister Antoinette.
Okay, I can be contacted at Antoinette130, Antoinette130, 130@comcast.net. And the call-in number is area code 626. 414-3504. Again, that's area code 626-414-3504. And Brother Eddie, you got the other one?
Yes, that number is 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343.
Okay, folks.
I had to laugh, Brother Eddie. When you gave your information, you said Brewer, and I go on like, oh, Eddie Brewer, because that's Miles Davis. You know what Miles Davis record was with Brew on it?
One of the Witches.
Okay.
No, it had a B in front of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, folks, y'all have 11 minutes to call in if you want to continue to listen to the show. If you have a question or a comment, press the number one, and we can open up your lines. Okay, thank you, and I'm sorry for interrupting you, gentlemen.
Okay, Brother Kwame, was you saying something, or?
No, but I was in total agreement with Brother Mel because, you know, this is something of, and this is what I'm talking about, the fireworks. This is what we've got to do is we've got to be able to set off those thoughts and those reactions in the human mind and our people's mind to create those fireworks, to see those explosions of thought and those owning of the shames and the blame and the type of situations that go on in our psyche, because the psyche is really the word that comes from spirit. And once we, that's why we say mind, body, and spirit, but it's the spirit is what gives energy to the mind, because the spirit, the mind just grew the body. The mind, your brain grew your body. Your spirit gave energy for your brain. So it's spirit, mind, body. And these are the parts, because when the spirit gets disconnected from the mind, that's why parents would say, have you lost your mind? Have you lost your spirituality?
Yes, 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 my brother. And I wasn't into the numbers and the words the way I am, but I was still into what we're talking about, because I did get tattoos, but it was dealing with martial arts, which my skulls are radiating now that I said that. But again, the tattoos that I have on me is the words mind, body, and soul. And you just replace that with the soul, with the spirit, mind, body, and spirit. But that's what I have on me. And within those words, I have the symbol of a star, which is the body, a yin and yang symbol, which is the soul or spirit, and the triangle, which is the mind. Mind, body, and soul. So symbolism, even back then, and we talking about this was done back in the late 80s. Well, no, let me rephrase that. I'm sorry. The late 90s is when I had this done. So, I mean, we are on a particular path. Even when we reflect in our past, we can see the path that we've been on if we truly connect to the gift that has been given divinely within us through nature. It's being revealed, even if we didn't know it, during this time of Aquarius. Because, again, I meet and talk to a lot of people and ask them, for me, the pertinent question, do you know your purpose and or gift? Do you know your purpose? Do you know your gift? If you know either purpose or gift, you're ready to give it away. You're ready to share. Because you have your gift and purpose in abundance. There's nothing that you give that is in you to give away that will hurt you in any fashion, any form. Only if the mind is not where it should be, connected and linked to the universe and nature. 7-Eleven. Nature's 7, universe 11. And we run to a store that's ran by the Indian people, mostly deal with the 7-Eleven. But all these words and things that we shop, we go, we get, has a number that we could see differently when we apply it and attach it. And like I said, I've been getting these downloads. And as I said earlier, dealing with last week's show, dealing with the sound and light. Sound being 19, which is the 1, light being 27, which is the 9. 1 and 9 again gives you the 1. Add up 19 plus 27 is 46. 4 plus 6 is 10, which is the 1. But the 1 is what we were talking about earlier with the violence with the 10-year-old girl that saved her baby brother. Well, it's no wonder that the trauma that we're talking about on the 1 is also called violence. It's no coincidence. Violence is 28, which is the 1. War is 10, which is the 1. They call it a psychological war. The violence, getting back to Mel's question, even dealing with 1 to 10. That 1. But yes, they've been for some time, and I said it, Chicago being the Mecca, the central point of the heartland of the Midwest, the Mecca that all traffic flows through, coming in the middle, so-called, of our country, the heartland. This is why Chicago comes to 27. Illinois is 28. There's that 9 and 1 again. 27 plus 28 is 55. 5 plus 5 is that 10, that 1. Violence. Keyed in on Chicago. You have more violence in other places, but Chicago has been that focal point for the last 6 years or so. Because we can go back during the reign of Mayor Emanuel and Eddie Johnson being the superintendent. Now we have this individual Brown who's reading the same playbook after, is it a coincidence that the last report that I pulled up, I even sent you, Sister Antoinette, by ABC News, anyway, says that 100 people were shot. There's that 100. And 18 were fatality. That's that 9. That 1 and that 9 again, that brings us back to 1, the 10. Why Chicago, Illinois comes to the 1 that they're pushing the violence in, and they've been doing this for some time now. And like I said, I don't get wrapped up in it. I again, pray and meditate for the innocent souls that have been lost. But my first book, Take the Chain Off Your Brain, I mentioned that I feel sorry already for the lives that will be lost. And this book came out in 2007. And we're looking at these innocent lives that are being lost that never have a chance. And that's just not here in Chicago. That's all over this country of America that we're seeing these innocent, as you brought up the story in the beginning, of life just being taken away.
Yeah.
But again, understanding... Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you hitting on a key point, because the Midwest is the heart of this Turtle Island, or what they call the heartland. And the thing about a person is, what's another word for sick?
What was that? What's another word for sick?
Yeah, no, for a person that's sick.
Ill.
And if it's all on the news, and it's they just constantly broadcasting and making a whole lot of noise, putting this out there to through the media. So this is why that state has that name.
it's ill, that ill, because you even look back in the day when Al Cargo, you know, he had that, this is where St. Valentine's Day Massacre and all of the killings that were done there in Illinois. And even the part, when you look in the historical part, who started the juvenile court? Chicago.
Yes, yes. This city in the state of Illinois, Chicago, has been ill for a long time now.
Right. And Ms.
For
O'Leary's
a long
cow
time.
Did what? What did Ms. O'Leary's cow do? Kicked over the line and burnt up Chicago.
Oh, okay. All right.
And what did
it say? The O'Cow, yes.
Right. And what did they change in Lakeshore Drive to?
Say that again?
They're renaming Lakeshore Drive what?
Oh, yeah. John Baptiste Point du Sable, which was a Haitian immigrant, and it's no coincidence, I forgot that you brought that up, that they're changing that name. And what just happened this morning with the Haitian president, family?
Yeah,
right.
He died. But
he got assassinated. This
yeah,
morning.
That was before.
This morning, on this date that Kwame is saying, this ritual date,
right,
the 7/7 that he came up. I meant to mention that earlier, but I got distracted. But yes, since you had said that with him, yes, that's why, again, are we dealing with this change of name, and all of a sudden, on this last date, dealing with this celestial change and happenings and occurrence, that this sacrifice of this Haitian president comes about. But we don't see these numbers and these occurrences of these sacrifices that are being done. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Right.
Okay, well, can I tell y'all this? Can I tell y'all this before you go further? The wife of the Jovan, that's the name of the president in Haiti that died, his wife arrived in South Florida for treatment. So they had posted earlier stating that she was dead. And so a person from Haiti sent me a message telling me that she is alive, and they sent her to Florida. So she's in South Florida to get treatment.
Right, and that's great, because the thing is that the wealth and the whole thing of what's happening in Haiti is because of the Clintons when quake hit in January. Was to tear down that Port-au-Prince and tear down Haiti, because what they were looking at, the government wasn't going to allow America to come in and harvest. There was, I think, $1 or $2 trillion worth of gold, copper, and other resource minerals that were found in the mountains of Haiti. After that, which they already knew it was there because they had already surveyed, and Haiti was getting ready to start their own mine. And the Clintons went in there, Hillary Clinton's brother-in-law owns a mineral mining company, which was given contract to go in there to mine the wealth of all of that those wealth of gold and minerals coming out of that mountain. Because, see, Haiti, we know the history of Haiti, but Haiti sits on a fault line, but it also sits on what they have surveyed is oil that is up under off the coast of Haiti. There's great resources of oil that they're trying to tap into and get rights to. That's why America put that brand new big old embassy there in Haiti, and the whole ruins of everything else in Haiti is still in rumble.
Yeah, so for me real quick, it's just with this incident happening and everything, like I said, with the changing of LSD. Ain't that a drug? All right, anyway.
And that's my part, so isn't that a drug?
Yes, it is. Anyway, with this, with Haiti's happening, all it's telling us is it's raising our antennas to keep our eyes on Haiti for a second, because something's getting ready to happen over there that's going to facilitate things happening elsewhere. Because it's just like the earthquake basically happening.
Okay, look at who was the president. I'm trying to remember what country in Africa that they just did it. Tanzania, I think it was. Tanzanian president, they killed a son in Hawaii. Some cop shot him because he was drugged out.
Oh, yeah, I remember when they killed his son, yes.
And then they killed the king of Tanzania and then the wife. Killing off of these resource
the African
countries,
leaders. Yeah.
The African leaders and the leaders that are being put into office in order to keep the mineral wealth being not taken over by those countries of forming their own independence. Because we've got to watch the Ghanaian president that just kicked out Switzerland and told them, y'all can't get no more, because everybody think, oh, Swiss chocolate, Swiss. All of their chocolate comes out of Ghana. Comes out of Africa. And they just take the coca, bring it there, and then they make the chocolate and do all their famous things, what they do with chocolate. But all of it grows and comes out of Ghana, West Africa. China is looking at competition, because they say by 2030, they're going to be 1.9 billion people in Nigeria. The largest amount of 18 to 35-year-olds is in Africa. World population, the adolescents, young adults, the largest population is in Africa.
That's why Bill Gates been over there, him and Melinda, before the divorce, so much, giving African people these vaccines.
Right.
Trying to take them out.
Genocide. Right. They attempted it with AIDS. It didn't work. They did a pretty good job, but that AIDS didn't wipe everything out, so they're going back in with a second one.
Yeah, this is the wave that those that are not prepared, that they're pushing already in your mind, this Delta variant. This is this new lockdown, and we better look at all of this cyber hacking, because hacker is 21. And we're constantly talking about cyber attacks. So, yeah, all of this is tied in to all of this that they're going to use in this next so-called shelter in place, stay at home, shut down.
Right.
They're already talking about this cyber attack is now holding ransom people who have gotten on and into this Bitcoin and this cryptocurrency. They can't even use their money because these hackers now have basically hacked this system. Heard that on the fake news. So, again, if the fake news is telling you this much, what ain't they telling you that these people are capable of doing, that we are getting into this so-called illusion, and that's the wrong word I want to use, as far as not being able to physically touch your money. They're basically giving us that hologram picture, but again, if the system shuts down naturally, cuts off, and this is the only way that we have to use money, which is actually showing us this is the future that they're pushing.
Have you ever heard of Panopticon?
No, I haven't.
okay, the Panopticon is already here. This is what China is doing with AI. China is getting ready to become, this is the 100th anniversary of the People's Republic of China. China has said prediction already for 2030, they will be the AI supremacists. We have white supremacy. AI supremacy is the next phase. And it's called Panopticon. You can go on, what is this? Because I just printed this out. China's artificial intelligence surveillance state goes global. It's in the Atlantic. Did it print it out on the sheet? Because I printed the PDF that they had out here. This was September 2020 issue by Ross Anderson. And it's in the Atlantic, but it doesn't give the site where you can pull it up, because the Panopticon, Panopticon, that's what they're calling themselves. They're calling it the Panopticon. And this is what they're doing, is looking at, they're going to be the white, the AI supremacist of the world with their supercomputers and their technology that they're having. The president is already put out. They have these, they have AI corporations that they're doing nothing but programming and writing new algorithms and programs. And this is why they have the thing with behavioral social credit, because this is what they form are like. And then all of the thousands of surveillance cameras and footages they do, they can do health checks, they can do blood, I mean, they can do DNA with your, take your DNA and put it with your face. This is what I'm saying. When they were doing all this thing about going up in your nose and getting your, swabbing you for that, that's where they can get your best DNA from. And then they put it with your test, but it also means that they have your DNA with your name and your Facebook page and your Instagram page and all of those pages that you just added to. Now they have your whole blueprint.
Yes, all on that six that we were talking about earlier, that two and that four. Add your consciousness, which is 7, 2, 4, 7, 13, 24, 7. But again, that six, it's like you said, their next phase of control using the six, better known as A1I5. 1-5.
Right.
The six,
but
again.
Right.
Another new program that's now robotic, artificial intelligence, AI.
Right.
But go ahead, Brother Kwame.
But China, and looking at just part of the intelligence scheme that they're doing with it, they're calling their city brains. We're talking about smart cities. They have city brains that run everything in the city that you need to deal with. All of it is done through the AI system of their technology. When you buy something, they show that a guy was jaywalking across the street, cameras picked his face up, gave him a ticket halfway across the street. By the time he reached the other side of the street, they took it out of his bank account, the fine that they gave him for the ticket for jaywalking.
Yeah, again, we as Americans are playing a part of what's to come by purchasing, again, consumerism, purchasing these things. Alexa, you already have plasma TVs and high-definition TVs, but now we got Alexa, we got Siri, all these other gadgets, we got ringtones for your bell, all this is setting up for smart becoming the brain city. So, yes, sir.
Right. Right. And the other part that we got to look at, too, is that I got an iPhone. my iPhone is not made in America. It's made in China, and it's sent to America.
Made in China, made in Taiwan, made in Japan.
Yeah.
Made everywhere except America.
Right. Samsung is one of the largest corporations that's producing phones, and that's in Taiwan. Taiwan is part of China.
Yes, yes, yes. But real quick, let me get on this while we got a little time left to give part of this, my story, dealing with what we all deal with. You mentioned it earlier about charging your crystals, and I had a wonderful, wonderful experience with my skulls and what I've done lately by going out to Lake Michigan, going out and putting my skulls not only in the sand, but burying them in the sand. And once I did that, I went and put it in the water and submerged them and let it get all that energy from Lake Michigan. Hopefully nobody's listening. I took a little water home with me in order to use the water at home and add salt, because Lake Michigan, like all the other great lakes, are fresh water. And salt being 16, which is that 7, will activate our crystals. Activate is 34, which is that 7. So we use the salt along with, I've been taking it out and letting it charge, letting them charge in the sun, and taking my recorder, digital recorder that has 528 frequency or hertz on the recording to get the true vibration of the earth's frequency with that tone vibrating between the both of them, understanding that that frequency of 528, and let's look at it real quick, 528 comes to 15, which is 6. And the 528 is used to repair our DNA. DNA is 411, which is 6. Repair is 24, which is 6. What is it repairing? First of all, it's repairing or balance, giving us the balance. Balance is 15, 6. And we're giving each other the balance through the word, 15 being word, the 6. So that we get on the right vibration, vibration 33, which is the 6, giving us the beat. Beat is 15, which is the 6, that's coming directly from the earth, 24, which is 6, that vibrates on a 33rd, 6 harmonics, tied directly to the human heart, heart being 24, same letters as earth. 24 being 6, the changes, that change that we're going through, that crystallization of change that starts in the fourth chamber, which is the heart chakra, heart again, 24, which is 6, change being 23 is green. The heart chakra is green. This is the change that the beat that we're going through from our heart that's giving us what we need to have, even the passion that ones have. Passion is 24, which is that 6. Our true passion will touch through the word that we are given, because touch is 24, which is that 6. They call it the golden or Midas touch. We all have it within the word that resonates within our DNA, being 6 on our Ashoka record. Record is 24, which is 6. So, again, that 2-4 that we started off with, dealing with the 4th of July, 2, and Independence Day, 4, is no more than the air being 2 that we breathe being 4. When we inhale 2, we exhale 4. The universe and God, the 2-4, in the AM 2 and the PM 4 every day of the week, 24/7. So, yeah, that's six. These algorithms is where we are right now. Because for every season, there's a reason, just like for every age, there's a reason for the change that we're going through. And the age of Aquarius that we're going through brings us heat. That's why heat is that one. It brings us heat. And the heat that it brings is permeating through the air. That's why Aquarius is the air sign, but it bears the water. The water that it bears is consciousness, which is seven, and memory, which is seven. Dealing with Aquarius, seven of this age. See, we're in a season that we've just come into called the summer solstice, summer 24, which is that six. And we get hot in the summertime. Well, hot is 15, which is that six. And it changes our climate. Climate is 24, which is no more than our attitude, 42. They simply call it a climate change. No, it's the attitudes that the heat brings on that if we don't connect and link to our emotions, we gonna stress ourselves out trying to control the heat that we feel. Because that one being heat, and I meant to say hot, that's what the summer brings us, hot. And what does it do? We sweat when we get hot. But it's natural during this time. But if we don't learn to control our emotions that control our attitudes and the climate that we're in, because that climate of our attitudes coming from our words is no more than the algorithms that they are using against us that we willingly give them by not recognizing even what we're doing just to get some people call a following, followers. I don't want followers by any stretch of the mean. I want family who are thinkers, who think, and not just think, but they think critically. Because this is what our children don't do, trying to form their own motion picture underwater. And as Kwame said, not only the brain contains that water, but our atmosphere. We are water planet, 70% water. So the air we breathe are air or water molecules, family. We're actually underwater, and we don't recognize it, and we don't get wet until we sweat. But that's why sweat is 23, which is that five. This is why when we sweat, we can taste the salt, the same salt that I talked about earlier, putting into the waters of Lake Michigan, energize and activate your crystals, because that activation even comes deeper from within you. It's called your intent. You have to have your true intent, which is 34, that's seven. Salt is seven. It comes from your intentions. It's all connected, because even when you study these crystals, it talks about one's personal intentions, consciousness, soul. This is why my two skulls, that I have a clear quartz crystal, clear being 16, 7. Consciousness, a clear consciousness, a clear journey. Quartz 24, which is no more than that six we've been talking about, which is a vibration that all of our particular gems, when you connect, for me, it's the number of the word that shows what even this crystal does when you read up on the properties and what it can do. It all adds up to the number behind that particular crystal, be it purple, blue, black, green, blase, we skippy. But that crystal name, quartz, which is a vibration. And this is why when you hold, squeeze, or even rub your intentions in your crystal, it activates it. And when you hold it, then you can feel the heat permeating through your hand. These are rituals, and rituals come to 32. And we know, as Brother Kwame has alluded to so many times, the ritual is no more than coming from the spiritual. Spiritual being 40, rituals being 5. The 4 and the 5 metaphysics, as above, so below. The only two letters that are missing from spiritual to rituals is P-I, pi, family, pi, P-I. It comes to 8 P-I, but we know the equation, the first four numbers of pi is 3141, the 9, spiritual completion in the pi. That's why America's favorite pi, P-I-E pi, which comes to 13, ain't that something? Dark people, 13, 13th Amendment for dark people, 13. It's the apple pie. Apple is 14, 13, 14, metaphysics. Everything that they have put in their history behind the words and even the story is us. All of this, I hate to say shit, but it is, because that's how they gave it back to us. And their stories coming from Hollywood. Shit. And we can't recognize us throughout all the shit that they've given us and put themselves to replace us. That's just like when we were being institutionalized. Institutionalized is 70, that's 7, along with the education being 7. Going through that educational system, this is why most melanated people could not get with the education that we were being taught, because it did not resonate with who and what we are, with the way that they gave us the lie of the story. That's why lie is 12 being 3, which we're in this year of the lie, 21 or 2021. The lying year. And that 20 or that 2 is believe. Do we really believe the damn lie? Because it shows if we believe a lie, 3, we taking the shot, 3. You believe a lie. You not took the shot. Enough said. See? So it's easy for me to even see the numbers. Like I say, as Chris Tucker said, do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? I love it. Just changing it up. Do you understand the number behind the word that comes out of your mouth? For me, that's the key to take the spell off of all of the nonsense that we keep giving in stories and everything that we've seen, read, heard. We're still giving it their way. And it's good information, but we're still not taking it in, so that when we come back out with it, it's totally ours now. This is how that sound and light goes, because again, sound being 1 and light being 9, 9 is the information. That's all the light is. Antoinette would use that if she saw the whole picture, and understanding the sound for her is no more than the image. And the light is Jesus. But for me, I have no problem because I see the number of the totality of that one, of all of it. So I'm not caught up in the definition trying to prove a word because that's not my nine. My nine, again, that light information is my square. Are you on your square, family? I'm on mine with the numbers, and this is how, again, I can be no more than the example